would you describe a typical way that, that someone would die? What would happen? How the family would dress, or how what they would how they would take care of the body and things like that. When you were a girl, what's your first, some of your recollections about
They weren't as many undertakers, you know, as there are now. And they would, the neighbors would go in, if it was a man, you know, the neighbor men would go in and the baby would undress and shave and lay it out on the bed, or he had a cot. I remember they laid out my grandmother on the cot, of course. The ladies of the neighborhood did that. And then sometimes they would make the caskets and make the box, you know, at home.
Mm-hmm. Would the family wear black?
Well, no, some of them may be black. They didn't necessarily wear it. Black has always been considered a mourning, you know. After the person is dead, lots of people, women, will wear black dresses, you know. Mm-hmm. I said lots of them now, I never saw so very many. And yet, black was considered the color of mourning.
Mm-hmm. With the funeral, where would that be held?
Well, they would take them to the cemetery to have the funeral. And sometimes take them to a church. Of course, now, they either take them to a church or the funeral home. The funeral home is the most popular place here, partly, mainly, I guess, because it has more room, you know, to seat more people than the churches can. And sometimes they have a funeral at home, at the person's home. When my sister's husband died, they lived here in Lexington, and they had the funeral at home.
I'd like to, a few more questions about the weather, but I don't believe we've talked about. Suppose that you've had a very rainy day and you see the clouds clear, they're sort of thinning out in the west. You say, well, I think the weather is
breaking up.
And if it's the other way around, suppose that you've had a beautiful day, but you see the clouds coming in, you say, I'm afraid the weather is...
Weather's going to change, or we're going to get some rain, or have some falling weather sometime, you say, you know.
I see.
The other day, the clouds, the sky was overcast, the whole thing looked like it was gray. And that's, I've always thought, it seemed to me like that that was a pretty good sign of snow. And I said that day to one of my neighbors, I was talking with on the phone, I said, well, do you reckon we're going to get a snow tonight? He said, well, maybe a cold rain. I said, well, the cloud is, the sky is entirely overcast, it's all gray. It always seemed to me like that that was just a forerunner of snow. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't work every time.
No, it was pretty warm. I saw those clouds, and they looked very billowy, as if they might be full, but it was pretty warm. Suppose that the wind has been blowing very hard and then becomes more gentle. You say, well, the wind is...
lulled or has ceased. Maybe it's lulled, you know, when it isn't and hasn't entirely stopped.
And then the reverse, if it's been calm and then the wind starts to blow, you say, well...
The wind's getting high again, or the wind's getting high.
And how about different kinds of rain? Suppose you have just enough rain to settle the dust. What do you call that?
Let's say a light rain or a shower.
Nice
shower. Of course, April showers, you know, they've always been kind of celebrated for being soft and kind of balmy light. Mm-hmm. And there's a famous song, you know, April showers. Mm-hmm. And April showers bring May flowers. Somebody, some poet or some rhymester, somebody.
Cheerful idea.
That's a good idea.
Suppose then you have a really heavy rain.
Say it's a downpour. And the boys, I don't know, I've heard it used.